Well, welcome to Limerick. Just turn off the car and pick up my little statuette of Abraham Lincoln and leave the Cloutrain manifesto in the car beside me and walk across the campus of the university into a building. So there's no parking on the roadside, I'm parking in the staff car park. I got clamped once a few years ago and didn't leave Limerick University or University of Limerick in very good humour. But anyway, the weather is fantastic. Thank goodness it doesn't look like I'm late, because I saw some people walking in a minute ago. I think registration opened at 9 o'clock, and they said the coffee was available at 11, which might be a subtle way of saying there won't be any coffee available when I arrive now. But we'll see. So this is it, 3D camp. Probably, what have we got here? It says Saturday the 17th of May, CSIS building. Right, well, let's see. And there is a 12th annual LRC localization summer school on here as well. Goodness knows what that is. Right, most students, of course, wouldn't be up at this time of the day. Oh yeah, I see. Oh, it's a small group of people, right? There's a man here tweeting, he looks like. Don't know what he's doing. Ah, I know him. How do you do?
Good to see you.
Bloody hell, yeah.
Just won the bar camps down in
bloody court. Long. What's your name?
Paul Cawley.
Paul Cawley?
Yes.
C-A-W-L-E-Y.
That's
Are you on
Paul
Twitter?
Pinnacle.
We're recording here, or I'm recording.
I'd be one of the regular SEO people that jump into your conversations, myself and David Quaid.
Oh, geez, I need SEO people. I need you guys very badly. You
know? The world
David,
needs
Do you know where David Quaid is?
No.
He's sunning himself in blooming Dubai.
Really?
David
is
Quaid
not
is not
like
here today.
York?
He is back from New York, yes. Back from New York, but he's gone to Dubai.
No, this Kim Technologies is going to his head. He's gallivanting far too much.
No, he told me, he assured me that it was definitely not a work gig. That he was actually going for
putting
a holiday.
The last time he took one of those, he was out in his balcony in Spain every evening working away.
Really?
He doesn't know how to leave the laptop down.
Well, I've sent him an Instagram photograph of a little gizmo that Kemp Technologies have. They have a little K, you know, yellow K advertising, a little thing you'd give people about your company. Anyway, it sits on my dashboard as a load balancer. That's what it says, load balancer number one.
So appropriate.
Have they water and coffee and stuff here?
I'm sure they do. I'm in the door now and started sending a couple of emails.
I better go over and register or something like that. Jeez, is the last time we...
In here, there's like a vending coffee machine, but there's coffee in there, and then the question
is, isn't this the same place we were 2 years ago? How many years ago were we?
I was never here.
You were never here, right?
The time I met you would have been the bar camp down in Cork.
In the CIA hotel?
No, it was inside in, what's the place there, just off the river?
River Lee?
No, one of the, just off
it
the
wasn't, lake. It wasn't the airport hotel, no?
No, it was the one James Welton threw together, was it 3.5 years ago?
That's what I thought.
What's named
I'm
the space? It's one of the communal hub spaces.
Oh, Rubicon, was
it? Wasn't the Rubicon, what's the other one? The International Digital Collaboration
Spaceworks.
Center? Spaceworks, yes.
It was.
Yeah.
In Spaceworks, I remember it now.
Empty in there. I remember having a chat outside with, was it Adrian Shanahan? And I was giving out about the cost of the office space, and the whole place was half empty.
Do you know, I'm not sure what they're even doing in that building now.
The one in Dublin.
Wonderful location. Is the one in Dublin empty?
As far as
it's been a commercial failure, has it?
Yeah. They're charging too high on the rent. Rather than supporting businesses to help the economy, they're viewing it as a commercial venture.
Trying to make money out of it.
Yeah, and they're failing on both fronts then.
I'm going to go and say hello to James. Is Pat Carroll. Do you know him?
Yeah, I do.
He's
everyone knows Pat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I'll see you. I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah.
This is where I sign in. Do I sign in? What do I do? Paul O'Mahony. I'm not speaking. No. I'll be on this. I'll come over here on this one. Yeah. Pat Carroll. Hello.
We are grace. Which are
you're live on air now. You're live on air.
Grace, which are present.
Go away with your son. Guys, where do I sign in? Do I sign in? Something? I'm Paul O'Mahony. You probably don't have me. James Corbett reserved me a place. He probably didn't put my name on any system. That means I don't get any.
If you didn't book in November, then.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't book. I just turned up.
Oh,
I just turned up. Right. Famous me eyeball now. Excuse me a second now, guys. I'm going to stop the podcast. So we can then. Well, look, just before this thing gets going, I'm going to try to find somebody to give me an official view about what this is about. And the man I'd like to get hold of is talking to somebody at the moment. I'm not sure who else I can talk to. But if I could get a minute of his time, I could get James Corbett to tell me why is this event going on. I can tell you as I look at the wall here, just while I'm filling in time, David Hunt is going to be speaking, Anne Behan, all sorts of people are going to speak. I know, I have, there's a lunch break at 12 to 12.45, and then after that there'll be a makey workshop. There'll be the Internet of Things and Digital Fabrication, a recipe for new business, Hacking by Google Search, Building Hardware with No Electronics, the Programmable City Project. These are all the sort of topic. 3D virtual reconstruction and visualization, self-build and the maker movement, digitally documenting our built and natural heritage. And there's a coffee break at 3:15 this afternoon. Alex Gibson on augmented reality, marketing dream, Fab Limerick, a bottom-up approach. Unconferencing your birthday, maker style. The gramification of GIS, simulating the real world. Cryptocurrencies, the potentials and the risk. We create Fab Lab, Clock Jordan. And closing remarks at 5:15. That probably told you as much as anyone else could tell you. Oh, the sponsors are 2014 Limerick City of Culture and somebody else. And it's called 3D Camp. And at 9:45 this morning, the journey from hacking. Oh, then at 10:30, mixing open data. Why Zooks No Schmuck, the future of virtual reality. That's James Corbett. And then the coffee break at 11. No, he's gone away now, so that's a problem. I can't tell you any more about what's going on here today, except Designer Dojo and Your Wonderful Virtual Future is another one. Pi Phone, the Raspberry Pi-based smartphone. Brain Knows Best, using technology to harness your potential. All you need to know about Coder Dojo, Leap Motion. Anyway, they're the kind of topics that are going on here. And people are just gently sitting around, a whole long line of people. And it's about 3/4 men, 1/4 women. But I think I'm going to go around counting the number of women. I can see 3. Women in tech, you see, is a big topic. I can see 3, 4, 5. Maybe I can see 6 women, actually. I can see 6 women here. There's another woman. 7 women here. So anyway, we'll do some counting later on. Okay, this is the end of this episode of the series of podcasts designed to, I don't know, help you appreciate or learn something or find out who you might like to connect with in Limerick today. Bye.